just before Parshas Emor, at the end of Kedoshim, come out the last. Come out the last Rashi. Rashi says, quote to the Rashi, "Avdal eschem in amim liyisli." Says the Hilgi Rashi, "Minayin shleyum odem nafshi kotzeh b'basach chazir." Person shouldn't say eating basach chazir is ekeldik to him. Avul yema efshi umo eseh v'ovi shebeshemayim gozai v'zalechtin and v'ovi shebeshemayim gozai. Tamloim of avdal eschem in amim liyisli shitei avdal techem in amim lishmi perish min aver mekabel avayim achashmayim. So what's stated in Rashi over here? What's stated in Rashi over here? Stated in Rashi over here that even in a loisase, even in a loisase, which you anyway is kotza, nafshi kotza, still you should bring the Rabban Shalom into that keem of loisase. After eschem li is li, like bring me into everything. You perish from shkotzim or amotzim, which were anyways ekeldik, bring me into it. Perish min avera li is li. Tivdaltim lishmi. Brings me a line in everything. It's a big yisod saying over here. Everything in this world, a person has to see. We can harain them in psan neshama. How can I bring the Rabbi Shalom into this? Not just in the ma'isa, but even in the e-ma'isa. Even in the e-ma'isa, let me bring the Rabbi Shalom into it. Let me give it chiyus. It says that the chiyus of the Ramach Ivorim is from the Ramach Mitzvese, and the chiyus of the Shasa Gidim, Hare the Gidim. The chiyus of them is the keem of the lois ases. In other words, if you bring the Rabban Shalom into the lois ases as well, so then you bring chiyus. You have to bring chiyus of the key down into everything. Something without chiyus of the key is an empty vacuum. It's an empty zach. Our task is to bring chiyus of the key into everything. And whatever we can bring a chiyus of the key into, bring a chiyus. You go past a tray for a restaurant. You have to walk past and you have to say, "Ah, Rabban Shalom, in order to be makabel, Ol Malach Hashemayim, I'm not going in there." You're about to throw up from the food in there. You say, "Rabban Shalom, I'm doing it. Ah, Shem Shemayim, I'm not going into this." You bring the Rabban Shalom into that. That's the end of Parshas Kedoshim. Just says the Heilig Zach. The biggest tumor, which is Hevach HaKedusha, is a Toite Zach. What's a Toite Zach? A Zach Ol HaNeshama. What's a Toite Zach? Toite Zach is Ol HaNeshama. Person dies, his neshama leaves him. So Toite Zach, that's the biggest tumma. What's the Gres to Kedusha? Parshas Kedusha. This is the end of Parshas Kedusha. So what's the Gres to Kedusha? And it's the Yodu HaNeshama inside. And this is Alei B'dik Zach. So then it's alive. If it's alive, there's no Tumas Meis. So here, the end of Parshas Kedusha, after the whole Parsha of Kedusha to you, the last thing is, not only does the Rabban Shalom want you to bring Kedusha into into the Aseis, but the Rabban Shalom wants to bring you to bring Neshama even into the Kim of the Lois Aseis. To machen a heilig Zach for Nakim Lois Aseis. Person makes a big mistake. The big Yisod, the person thinks the Mitzvah Aseis Meila. Mitzvah Lois Aseis, just don't do it. It's not just that. The Rabban Shalom wants you to bring Kedusha to you into the Lois Aseis, and even into the Lois Aseis of the EFshis. To bring a Neshama into all the EFshis. That's Kedusha. And that's the kesha between Parshas Kedusha and this week's Parsha and Parshas Emor. Parshas Emor, the first tzivui to the kohenim is the nefesh leitame ba'amav. Why weren't the kohen allowed to become tomimis? The whole vot of the Bais HaMikdash was to bring the Or Laki, to bring the neshama down into everything in this world. Mo avoided the geret, speaking mo avoided dik, that every part of the person. Every part of the person, every part of his avoda has got to be the chiyus of the key in it. It's got to be a leibedik avoda. It's got to be a leibedik avoda. A person does mitzvahs anashim milamoda. A person stam does mitzvahs without bringing Hashem into it. So that ma'isa is a bechinas tumas meis. You know, as far as say that, I mean, it's based on Zohar Kodesh. The Zohar Kodesh says, Av and Yiro shnei gadfin, two wings. What's pshat two wings? Two wings that take the thing up. If you don't do it, it stays down here. It's a Toite Zach. It stays buried down here. It's a Toite Zach. So everything that a person does has to have Chiyus Elokei. Every Maisa that he does, there mustn't be a vacuum of anything in this Bria without Chiyus Elokei inside. So that's the vote. Rabban Shalom created the world by Asar Mamoris. Asar Mamoris are the Kli. Asar Sadimrus, Kiyudua, is the Chiyus Elokei that's in every Kli. So you've got to be Mamshech kedusha from the Torah, from the Chinuch Aseres Hadibros into the Asara Ma'amaras. So that's why this parasha is called Parashas Emor. It's the parasha of Amira. Betzalel Yodea, Betzalel Oisi, Shnevru B'Mishmaya Varetz. You had an Asara Ma'amaras there. And in the Asara Ma'amaras, you got to bring the all the kedusha in. And the Besamigdosh, just to have a Maimer, just to have Ma'amaras without the Chiyas, the Kiza Toitazach, that's the sort of the Nefesh Leitama Ba'amav. Everything in the Beis HaMikdash has to be Leibedik. You have to bring in the key into everything. That's the whole sod in the Beis HaMikdash of Echad HaMarbe v'Echad HaMamet. And we've discussed so many times. There's a Trumas HaDeshen, which is a big machshe, the Mizbeach for the Tomid. Or Dus HaLein is Amor DeGezach, which is to run up the ramp early in the morning. And Dus HaLein is a Echad. In the Beis HaMikdash, everything has to have. The holy sod is that everything has to have Chiyas HaLaki. Everything has to have Chiyas HaLaki. Everything has to have Chiyas HaLaki. That's the whole sot. Something that's got no chiyus laki is a toitazach. Toitazach, the nefesh lo itama ba'amav. Ton shom kan toitazach in the Beis HaMikdash. It's got to be a leib in the kavod. You've got to bring the Ribbono Shel Olam into everything. And therefore you see that so many this thing comes up so many times in this week's parasha. First we see a lot over here. If a coin does something wrong, so what's here? Kadoshim Tiyu Lelekech. Kadoshim Tiyu. What do we just say from Pashas Kadoshim? What is Kadoshim Tiyu? What's the Spitz of Kadoshim Tiyu? Then you bring the Ribbono Shel Olam into everything. Kadoshim Tiyu. Lo Yichalalu Shem Eloheim. What's Chalalu? Chalalu is Chalal. Chalal means it's empty vacuum. Lo Yichalalu. You mustn't have an empty vacuum. And therefore, Isha Zoyno Vachalala. If the Kohen do something wrong, it's a Chalala. Chalala means empty. It's Haks to Me'aran in empty vacuums the whole time. Find another name for it. The Teretz says that is the pagam. The pagam is as you as a kohen, you have an achrayis to bring the dibros into the mamoris the whole time. You have to bring. You mustn't leave something which hasn't got a likus in it. Any mitzvah that a person does without a likus, without something, anything you do without a likus is for a regular person. Say it. See, he wasn't zoicha to the mitzvah. He wasn't mamshech or of the mitzvah. Say, of a kohen, that's his ganze zach. That's his ganze zach. So if a kohen leaves a chalal, he becomes a chalal. He becomes a chalal, he's been chalal. This is aim. Because by a kohen, other you bring in the kedusha, other bistach chalal. So more the kedach. Isha zayin v'chalal, lo yikochu. And then it says again, mekidashte ki yislech and lekecho. And therefore, basish kohen, ki seichel liznois. What does it mean, ki seichel liznois, says Rashi? Keshet ha-chalal, alidei znos. All the pagamim you see of kahuna, all Basish kohen ki seichel is nice. What's the shaychus of seichel? Every affair is because it makes a chalal. It's rashlus. You didn't bring. It's all chalal. Nothing must be a chalal in the Beis HaMikdash. Everything must have chiyus laki. Everything must have chiyus laki. So pegam kuna makes a chalal. So that's why later on in this week's parasha you take a half. The mitzvah of Mardik mitzvah, the mitzvah of an Igdashti. An Igdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael, right? Where's this mitzvah? Also before that says, Ushmate mitzvah isai, v'asisem oisem ani Hashem. Hasisem oisem is the maisa mitzvah. Rashi says, Hasisem zu ha-maisa. Shmatem zu ha-mishnah. Mishnah is the or. Nasisim is a maisa. When you do a maisa mitzvah, it must always be a Beis HaMikdash. It must always be a kahuna deket. It must always be shmartem asisim. Asiya is a kli. It's a kli. If you don't put anything in it, it's a chola. It's an empty kli. Shmartem asisim. You have to bring the Torah down, the oil down into, and then it's kedusha. Chavushtei the Gemara. Godul Talmud shemevi lidei maisa kedusha. It's not stama maisa. It's always when you do the maisa, you have the cholol in the maisa. You have the cholol in the maisa, and then you bring the maisa, and then it's not the cholol. Kahuna, that's a parashas emor dekaloch. What's the shalichus to Talmud mei v'shmartem asisem? That's a Beis HaMikdash tikezach. Don't leave a chol. Don't do an empty maisa. Empty maisa is the nefesh leitam ba'amav. It's an empty maisa. What's the next pasuk? V'leis achalul. Chil Hashem is called cholol. If you do a toita maisa, brings the shtein, the Rabbein Shalom and the maisa, so it's there's a cholol over there, and a cholol is a chil Hashem. A cholol is a chil Hashem. Lest chalas shem kodshi v'nigdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. When's the Baruch Shalom in Scottish? B'soich b'nei Yisrael. If you bring him inside, if you bring him in, then it's a kiddush. If you don't, then it's tumah, tumah's meis. That's chil. Chil is tumah's meis. There's nothing inside. It's a chola. So lest chalas don't be mechalas shem kodshi v'nigdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. B'soich b'nei Yisrael. Bring the kiddush in. That's the kiddush to you. That's the Kedoshim to you. Bring it in, bring it in, bring it in. We have Asorah Memoris, and it's our job to fill it in with Aseres Adibros. Or into the Kli, otherwise it's the Kli Chala. The Kli Chala is the biggest Chilo, the biggest Chilosh. There are times in the year where we feel the Rebbein Shalom's presence so strongly, right? And those are the times of Kedushim. Those are the times of the Yom Tov. In the Moyadim, there we feel that there's a mitzvah to eat, there's a mitzvah, all the mice and gashmas that we do, it's because we feel the Rabban Shalom there with us all the time. The last, it's on this week's parasha, the Rashi in this week's parasha, the third chag is Chag HaSukkos. What's the end of the chag, the end of all the three chagim? Shmini Atzeres. What does Atzeres mean? Says Rashi, Atzeres means, keep me here. Kimelach Shazimin is Bonov, of famous Rashi bring this week's parasha. Ikvim yoidech kosha alai pidaschem. Kosha alai pidaschem means keilu, there's a bechina of the Rebbein Shalom's going away. Rebbein Shalom's going away. Till now, we had the Rebbein Shalom, the Moedim, we had the Rebbein Shalom with us all the time. That was the Kedusha. That's why it says by Yom Tovim, even Al Moritz, you can trust him, there's no Tumba Bataharas, everything's a maximum Kedusha. Because the Rebbein Shalom is with us all the time. The Rebbein Shalom is with us all the time. After Sukkot, there's a bechin of kosher life pidaschem. Kila, there's a bechin of istalkus. So the Rebbein Shalom, stay one more day with me. Stay one more day with me. And like all the Svarim saying, what does it help one more day? One more day means that we're planting the Rebbein Shalom in us, that there shouldn't be a preda. Shouldn't be a preda? If there won't be a preda, there won't be any chalal b'chla. Rebbein Shalom, stay with us. That's the Sada Parshas Emor. Sada Parshas Emor is. And we have to realize we have to put the Rebbein Shalom in everything. It mustn't be a single chala. It mustn't be a single chala. And that explains going back. I went to Shtigla out of order here. When you write them out, it's Hashem, you'll put them back in order. Praise Hashem. That's what also refers. Rashi says, "Lahaze gedoyim malaktanim." Lahaze gedoyim malaktanim. So I think I'm not sure if I've seen it somewhere. I saw it somewhere. They say the primis habidai chasidus haza gedolim maktanim means that you have to be mazir in the greatest zach in the mitzvahs, mamish just like the ketanim as well. You mustn't be mazalz in a klein mitzvah. Haza gedolim maktanim. That was a big yisod in the Beis Hamikdash. Haza gedolim malaktanim. And even like we said, Shemasadesh doesn't make a difference. Echad amar bevechad amamit, menefesh yisakriv, no difference, the carbon of flour and the carbon of chava behemah, and haza gedoyin malaktanim. Chas ha-shaykh, it's mamish the words. You mustn't leave a halal. Madach even being misrachik, basa chazir, bring around kedusha there. Macha nekdash tif in not eating basa chazir. So lahaza gedoyin malaktanim. Haza gedoyin malaktanim. Doesn't make a difference what mitzvah it is. It meets the kalaka chamura. It doesn't make a difference, because if a person leaves a halal, so he's killed someone. He's made a ma'aser tzicha. What's the difference if you kill a baby, if you kill a grown up rahman islam? It's a halal without anything in. So maybe a person's got to realize that everything has to be full. Everything has to be full of kedusha. So the beginning of the parasha is emavah amarat al hazak dayim al aktanim. There's a sarim amaras. And every one of them has to be full of kedusha, even the kleiner zachen. Otherwise it's a nefesh leitama ba'amov. Fill of the kleiner zachen. Don't kill them. The nefesh leitama ba'amov. Don't leave everything. Don't leave anything without chiyus eloki. That's why you see much also in the end of the parasha. excuse me, she, woman, can't find it, I think, don't, you know, don't have, oh, Lekat Shukran Peah. Lekat Shukran Peah come over here in the whole parasha of Moedim. So Rashi asked, up here, in Beit Chav Gimel, Pasuk Chav Beis. So Rashi asks, where in the mitzvah of leket leschale pas sotcha v'gutzrach v'leket k'tzircha leselakel we bikum to sarayin over here the lamdacha shekala noisun leket shikram pey le'oni koroi ma'ala olav ki l'bona b'is ha-migdash what? V'hikrav karbonoisa b'soichoi pshii leave over a bit of your field right? Leket you leave over a bit what fell down the shtikah what fell down you leave over ma'ala k'zak ki l'bona b'is ha-migdash Hikrim Kovanoisa Besoichai. That's the vote. How's the Gedolim and Aktanim? If you do anything, even if it's a small thing, Lekker, leaving a shtick of corner. Because they've been paid a shtick of corner, Lekker fell down when you were harvesting. Kilobono Besamigdosh. Cleanse the Zach is the greatest Zach. Because you're Mechai Mason. Person appreciates even the slightest bit. So he's keeping everything's alive. If a little mitzvah is not done properly, he's Avegah Haget Zach. A big haggad hazach. Haz a gedolim al aktanim. Goes together with a nefesh leitam abalmav. Not leaving a single halal. Not leaving a single halal in the world without putting something in. Even a treifa restaurant. Even a basar chazir restaurant. That's the yisod. That's the yisod of Pashas, the Pashas Emor. Appreciating even the cleansed hazach. Sometimes very hard. It's a big design. Hey, the garage boy, when he came out of the Ma'ara, so he saw people working. Safta de Ganecho, Safta de Ganecho. No, never let him burn. What happened when he came out the second time? Ma'ara Shabbos. After he came out the second time, so what's the first thing it says? Okay, the first story we see. Vahadi Panya in the Malish Ayer Shabbos, he saw an old man who was holding two Trey Madonna Adasa, and he was running Ben Ashmoshes. He says, Lahani Lamalucha, Chavit Shabbos! I is enough with one. Chal Keneged Zocha, Chad Keneged Shomar. Omele the Brace, the Rajbi says to his son, Chazi, Kama Chavim, and Mitzvah Zad Yisrael. Valti Gezach. Rajmi Shvile the Rakia, Kashvile the Nahardo, the Hele Garajbi. Not like nowadays, can you imagine? You see, you know, Friday night, Alta, sweet Svada Shatmi, Mr. Kayi, they carry around these things with them. Echad Isbe Besamim, Echad Atim Samim. And we're Mazalzal in it, you know, say the Alta Svada Shahid, the Gitfar Svadi. The Hele Garajbi came out. Ah! That's the Rajbi, they couldn't look at the person working in the field because he wasn't already in the Olam Atik in the Olam Atzilus. The second time he came out, he says, "Ah, Ru kama chaviv in mitzvah al Yisrael." Say that. What's the difference? You one adas and two adas. Keneged zocher, keneged shomer. Atmi mistik ayid. Svadish is atmi mistik ayid. She Rashi is impressed. That's what we're preparing ourselves for now. If you can take two adas in one keneged zocher, one keneged shomer, can I bring noch a bissel shchina? No. If you can bring Shechina, I'm not going into a Trefi restaurant, Alachas Kama, bring Shechina, one can get Zohar, one can get Shomer. Rashbi the second time understood the avoid of Klal Yisrael and avoid of the Beis HaMikdash, how bringing Kedusha into everything, bring Kedusha into every little tiny speck, until the whole world, until the Olam Habir, until the whole world is completely mature. And that's what we have to be mekabel upon ourselves, not to leave a cholal. Not to leave a cholol and everything, to bring the Rabbi Shalom into every going for a walk, kvaltik, marava masach Hashem. Wherever you go, whatever you're doing, to think of we came in Aram bringing the Rabbi Shalom. Achas kama when it comes to avodas achila, and it comes to all the other inyanim, not to leave a makom cholol chas v'shalom. Leave a makom cholol, that's the beginning of Tumas Meis. Just like in the Mishkan, nefesh lo yitama ba'amav, we have to mekabel ourselves that no part of our avodah should chas v'shalom be a toita avodah. Should be a leibnik avoider. We should bring neshama. There shouldn't be a single halal left. There shouldn't be a single halal left. Moedik azach. by Shabbos, everything we say, L'kovet Shabbos, L'kovet Shabbos, L'kovet Shabbos this, L'kovet Shabbos the other. Why? Because there's one thing we're scared of, and that is Chilul. Chilul Shabbos. Chilul Shabbos means that Asketin Epis and Gibliben Achalal. Chas V'Shalom, we don't make a Chalal. So that for everything we do, L'kovet Shabbos, L'kovet Shabbos, L'kovet Shabbos, we're bringing in the mitzvah, not just into Kiddush and Shabbos, but into everything. That's why Shabbos starts with Kiddush. Kiddush is Kedusha. Kedusha is Dafka B'Nikdash Ki B'Soich B'Nei Yisrael. Kiddush is Dafka B'Nei Yisrael. B'Soich B'Nei Yisrael. If there's no Kiddush, then there's a Chilul. Shabbos, you have to be so Zohar Chas V'Shalom, not to be Goyim Chilul. Even not a Pnimistik Chilul. Not just Boyer and Toich. Even not a Chas V'Shalom, a Pnimistik Chilul. That's Peshat Shalai Yiluchach Shal Shabbos Ki Luchach Shal Chayel. Lama Tes Melacha to walk in the street like I walk during the week. It's one of the Lama Tes Melachas. Shalai Yiluchach Shal Shabbos Yiluchach Shalai Diburchach Shal Shabbos Fus Adach. What the Teretz is, that's Shabbos. If you don't bring Neshama, if you don't bring the Nekdashti down to your walking, so that walking is a Cholol. It's an empty walking. It's Nishka Shabbos Tika walking. That's a Chilul. Everything bring Shabbos, Kuvit Shabbos, Kuvit Shabbos. During the week, Kuvit Rebbein Shlan, Kuvit Rebbein Shlan, Kuvit Rebbein Shlan, Pirish Basach Hazir, Kuvit Rebbein Shlan, Kuvit Rebbein Shlan. Bring the Rebbein Shlan into everything, then we won't have to do any inyanim of Challah. That's the soda, big soda, or Chizuk HaParshas Emoich. Ah, Shkoyach. We have to bring the neshama into everything. That's the bayir nefashis rabbis. None of the bayir shalom created the or created the halal. Chesreinon. What's our avoda? Our avoda is lahachis behem. To bring the or into the chesar, into the halal. They shouldn't remain a halal. I'm saying.